Dr. Elvey got us two cars. One was a metal car. There was a sleeping car with no insulation, but it had a coal stove at each end. The other car was a coal car. And they filled that with coal and put it off on the siding down at Healy. Then the third car was a box car, and that was supposed to be where the generator was. We had a 5-kilowatt generator and all the oil equipment. And so we got on the train, and they took these cars down to Healy and parked it. And that was to be our living accommodations. Well, you could shovel coal all day long and keep the stoves red hot, but it never got above about zero on the floor. And so the strange thing was that there was a hotel at Healy where all the section gang worked that worked repairing engines. And we ate there, but instead of having accommodations there, Elvey had this friend in the railroad who had a really good deal. He'd get him these freight cars for free. Mm-hmm. So we worked for about 6 weeks, and I think maybe we got one or two pictures because we spent most of the time shoveling coal. And then the next summer, we had an expedition up on Mount Wrangell that was in association with the Cosmic Ray Group at New York University. And the idea was to put a neutron monitor there because you go up in latitude, it increases the number of neutrons, and if you go in altitude, it increases the number of neutrons. So a high altitude station would be a good thing for cosmic ray studies. And Terry Moore wanted to land his plane up there. So on the first year, I think you saw a picture, if you saw the slideshow earlier, of a plane that was upside down. Well, that wasn't Terry Moore's plane. That was Herb Haley from Chittenden Air Service. But the idea was that we would climb the mountain and establish a camp in case Terry Moore crashed in his first landing attempt. And he would have a place to, you know, habituate for a while until we could get the plane going or whatever. And so the group of us climbed the mountain. We landed down about 3,000 foot level and snowshoed up to the top. It's 14,000 feet. It took a couple of days. And then Terry Moore would fly in, and he had a lot of influence with getting air support. So during that summer, after we established the camp, and Terry Moore had made quite a few flights from Chittenden to the top of the mountain, you'd basically, Chittenden is about 1,000 foot elevation, so you'd go up 13,000 feet in an airplane and have to start working hard, and that was very hard as far as high altitude adaptation was concerned. So he was able to talk the Air Force into airdropping all the equipment, and it all came down very nicely in parachutes, with the exception of the generator, which came down without a parachute. The parachute didn't open. So it buried itself about 20 feet in the snow, and it never worked very well, so... It had a bent shaft, but we're able to do a few observations.